We're trying to understand here in the UK what sort of international aid is being allowed into Fallujah to help the dead and the wounded.
All the mosques have to collect everything, food, blankets, money, ice to put in the refrigerator in order to transport in a safe way, blood, medicine, and they organized a big convoy with a lot of cars. Then there was a big convoy organized by the Ministry of Health, and this was so big that was stopped by the coalition forces, together with another big convoy of other humanitarian organizations. The first aid to enter was above all the aid that was carried on little pickup, on little car who could pass by secondary road. And some Italian help, the Italian arrive first as a humanitarian organization because they use little cars and Iraqi staff to try to reach the town. The problem is that in the town, Fallujah was under siege and always bombing and they bombed Fallujah with very heavy weapons using helicopter, mortars, cluster bombs. And so it was very difficult to deliver the aid.
Right.
And then the number of injured was so high that the town went on asking for aid, for medical supplies, for all of these 4 days.
Right. So have the wounded managed to make it to Baghdad for any kind of treatment?
Some people succeeded to reach Baghdad by just for chance. And one of the first to reach Baghdad was a little child of 1 year and a half. He lost all the family, and he lost one leg and one arm. He arrived in Baghdad at the Italian Red Cross Hospital, and he was transferred here by two friends, one English journalist, Lee Gordon, and one Palestinian friend, and this Palestinian friend could move inside Fallujah, and when they arrived at the hospital and they found this guy, this little boy, they decided to run immediately to Baghdad because the doctor was very, very worried about his condition.
Okay, and what do you know?
The one who reached Baghdad was just really for chance, because no humanitarian corridor was allowed. And moreover, yesterday afternoon, the American said, "Well, we will do ceasefire." So if they're saying that they have stopped bombing, so a lot of people start, above all women and children, to leave the town. But after one hour, something like that, they restart bombing the town. So a part of the people was trapped inside Fallujah in the open. And another part of the people find themselves outside Fallujah, but could not reach nearby villages because all the American tanks were surrounding the area and didn't prevent them to walk in secondary road. And so all these people spend the night sleeping in the desert nearby the highway. And without a blanket, without few food and few water. I heard the morning that one guy, together with his community, succeeded in the morning to take them in a nearby village. But the situation is incredible. We are speaking about a town that was kept under siege for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And with the ambulances that could not go in the town to collect injured people because they were under the fire, and some under the fire of American snipers, but also under the crossfire between the two parts. So it's really it's almost unusual to say that it's against the Convention of Geneva and against the all human rights law, because it's so obvious.
Right. What about the internationals that went into Fallujah today? Have you heard from them at all?
Today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon from Baghdad, left a bus with around 7-8 foreigners and some Iraqi. They went there with some medical supplies, like cotton stitches and something for a surgical operation, and they succeeded to reach Fallujah. They called me something like 3 hours ago, telling me that they are safe in Fallujah, and they are starting to collect the information, witnesses, and of course to deliver the medical supplies.
Okay, and have you got any of the information that they've managed to collect yet?
Sorry, your voice is very, very far. Can you repeat
question? Have you got any more information from them about the situation in Fallujah?
No, also because they have a Straya phone, so a satellite phone that is in Fallujah, but in Fallujah there are no more cats to recharge the telephone. And so we made a very, very short call just to know that they were safe, because there was not a safe trip, of course, and that's it. They told me, we will try to call you again to tell you what we do, if we will remain here to sleep or if we come back to Baghdad, but unfortunately they didn't.
Okay.
And now.
All right. Is there anything else that you think we should include in this report?
Today was another bad day for Baghdad, because it's true that the attack in southern city are finished, but today was the turn of Adamia. Adamia is another important area in Baghdad, almost a Sunni this time, an area in which the Americans have always faced some problem, but also the civilian population there, because the Americans did a lot of searching in the house, arrested a lot of people, and a lot of random shooting there. And today, the area, the neighborhood, was surrounded by tanks and attacked by Americans. The tank was to enter the tank and to go back to the tank. After a while, to enter again, to attack the resistance, the people there, and then to come back. The point is that even if they are attacked by some group of the resistance, they are in a town. They are not in an open field. And in this moment, the ones that are paying the bill, the price, are civilians. Also, when they attacked Southern City, there were a lot of very young guys, some women, children, and we are speaking in Southern City of about 100 deaths. So it's against any international law, it's against the Convention of Geneva, but as we know, the Convention of Geneva here in Baghdad was never respected. Also in the previous month where there was not this kind of tension. Random shooting almost every day, with a lot of civilian death, of injured. The arrest, the way in which they are arresting people, just looking a report made by the informers, entering in the house in the middle of the night, blowing up doors, arriving with the helicopter from the roof, beating people, beating men, trying to question children. Asking children, where are the weapons? Tell me where your father keeps the explosives. So our month that we are watching and monitor, and we are preparing a report about all the violations that are happening here.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. We will call you again for more information, if that's okay. Call you tomorrow for a further update on Fallujah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, call anytime, no problem.
That's fantastic.
Good work.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.